correct?
Thank you very much. My name is Lucky Sharma, and I'm from University of Maine, working from Presque Isle. It's in the Aroostook County, which have around 120 to 130,000 acres of agricultural land with 50 to 60,000 of potatoes every year. So that's pretty much an average, and this year it's 53,000 acres, but it switch around that. Before going ahead into my slides, giving you a brief about what exactly this presentation is and what exactly this project is helping, how it's helping to the growers. So talking to the entomologists there and pathologists, the potatoes have big problem while harvesting. When you harvest a potato, there are lots of injuries happen, and those injuries are the openings for the bacterial viral problems. So it's an invite for them to get infection. The most of the potatoes while in storage get the infection while they have any kind of openings at the harvesting time. So in the literature, it is being cited on many places that potatoes skin helps, if it's a good skin, helps less injuries during the harvesting. And calcium plays a big role in that. And we all know that the calcium is involved in cell wall and all that. But how it helps in potatoes to reduce the amount of injuries and bruises at the time of harvesting is the whole idea of that. At the same time, we're also looking at the fertility point of view, how the potatoes respond towards the different rates of nitrogen and compared fertilizer. So the evaluation of nitrogen, calcium, and boron application rates for their impact on soft rot, yield, quality, and russet burbank, which is the one biggest variety that's been grown in the northeast New England for processing and the seed, as well as for table stock. Okay, the background is soft rot, rot, and a black lag caused by the Pactobacterium and a Dickia species that's being new in the line, but it's creating a big problem for the seed growers in Maine. But it is being cited in the literature that it is present in the United States since 1960s. But most of the states are being hiding that kind of information because it's not a big problem at that point of time. But now it's getting bigger and bigger. And in Maine, the process is already being started how to get rid of this problem. There is few species that are quarantined in Dickia. And Scotland is the one country that's being totally quarantine this whole Dickia thing. If you find any samples in Scotland, they destroy the whole field or whole sample wherever it is present. So they have different protocols, but we cannot deal with that kind of protocol. The reason is we have diverse agriculture system, a bigger country, lots of inlet and outlet from the country. Seed is growing around the states, so we cannot follow that kind of measures to control the Dickia, but we could do something in regard to potato health as well as with the management system, which is one of the fertility part that I am doing. The proper nutrition could reduce the incidence of soft rot, and that's being in the literature. Nitrogen rates, a major control factor for the deformity and the tuber rots. Calcium ammonium nitrate instead of ammonium nitrate could help, but in my case, that wasn't the case. Methodology, there were two research trials being established, one at the Aroostook Research Farm in the Aroostook County and one on the Farmer Field, same variety, russet burbank. The soil in the both places were different, and the Aroostook Farm, it is more silty, but in the Farmer Field, it is more loam. Six nitrogen treatments for calcium ammonium nitrate and ammonium nitrates were used from 0 to 280 kg per hectare. Phosphorus and potassium were analyzed in the beginning as a pre-soil test and applied on, depends on the recommendation from the University of Maine soil lab. RCBD design was used with the four replications on both sites. Soil sample and the planting were taken for comprehensive soil tests from organic matter to nitrate, all the macro micronutrients that's being done from the soil lab. Two sensors were being used. Those are active optical, ground-based active optical sensors that give you NDVI and some other parameters for example, the distance of a crop from the sensor that gives you advantage to measure the yield, automatic yield. You can do your manual yield too to compare it, how accurate it is. And the observations that were collected were yield, potato size, NDVI reading on potato initiation and potato bulking stage, which happened after a month of potato planting, total dry mass, and visual injury analyzed. So most of the observations I will be showing you here, but few are still under analysis. So probably I will upload on the abstract part later in the year. Those are the results, and they are really important. On the farmer field, you will see the sulfur here is really low on the Aroostook Research Farm, which is on the lower 0 to 6 and 6 to 18 inches depth. And look at the number in the sulfur. They are really low. The reason is most of the Aroostook Farm researchers use ammonium nitrate or urea kind of fertilizers, but in the farmer field, 99% of the farmers use ammonium sulfate as their fertilizer. So sulfur is not a problem on the farmer field, but it was a problem on the research farm. I left this problem as such to know I could have done to correct the problem by applying gypsum or whatever, but I left this problem to know if there is any issues created by the sulfur deficiency later in the season with the nitrogen uptake and I will show you some remarkable results about that, why I left that. Okay, so there is the exponential relationships being, let me see how I'm doing on the timing part. Sorry about that, okay. So two sensors being used, one was the Holland Crop Circle Model 430 ACS, and one was the Green Seeker. Most of you heard about that. So on here, on the x-axis is the NDVI, on the y-axis is the yield, and look at that, when you have, this is a farmer field on the eastern, which is silty loam. So look at the relationship, R-square is very strong, 71% for the red edge NDVI, and for the red NDVI, it's a 62%, and with the leaf area index, it's 70%. The one big outcome here is most of the research that you might be seeing is the red NDVI is the most successful wavelength that develop a strongest relationship with the yield. But in my research, red edge NDVI, which is 720 nanometer, was the best among the all red range NDVIs. So that was the one outcome that not being much documented in the literature. So this is the one thing, and that's the reason behind it is potato is a high biomass crop, with lots of leaves in it, and once it's a potato initiation stage comes up, you cannot see any soil underneath the plants. So whatever the light is emitted on the plants is being absorbed. So the red wavelength was saturated by the crop canopy, but the red edge wavelength, which is more, I would say, a green imitation of a green NDVI, hasn't been saturated and gives you results more accurate than the saturated red NDVI. And same as the leaf area index, which is more closely related to the red NDVI. Here you see the relationship is 70 and 71 compared to 62 in the red NDVI. That gives you a clear indication that yes, the biomass is too high for the red NDVI to measure as it's being saturated, and red edge has an edge over the red wavelength. Same as the farm, Aroostook Research Farm, look at the relationship is weak, and the weak relationship is because of the sulfur deficiency. As you know, as the sulfur deficiency is existing in the farm, as you have more nitrogen applied, you would have more sulfur deficient crop. So nitrogen application actually contribute more sulfur deficient crop then less nitrogen application. Okay. And same happened, leaf area index is again is closely related to the red edge NDVI, and the red NDVI again is a little, I would say, non-significant difference, but still you have a weaker relationship compared to red edge NDVI on both places. And this is all sites together. When I combine the two sites, you will clearly see there are two jumps. Two data points are on the same line. And the higher one is the farmer field, and the lower one is the rustic research farm. And it is because the yield was lower at the rustic research farm, and it has a sulfur deficiency along with the nitrogen rates. So clearly the data telling us that because of the soils and the nutrient availability, there are two, the data sets are varying within each other and needs a different recommendations depends on the soil type. And that's been recommended from North Dakota State University also with my previous work. And when we combined the two sites, there was a strong relationship. But again, the relationship with the red edge NDVI was better compared to red NDVI. Here, the yield data, where you will clearly see the red color, 508 on the farmer field, is the highest one, and it is ammonium nitrate, not the calcium ammonium nitrate. So ammonium nitrate has a better nitrogen response compared to calcium ammonium nitrate. And I did not find the reason behind it at this point of time, but obviously I will dig up the literature why it is more with ammonium nitrate as compared to calcium, where the calcium wasn't deficient at all on any of the places. Same on the farmer location, the ammonium nitrate was better compared to calcium ammonium nitrate, and the both sites, when we combine the both sites, it has the same results. Now I separated the two fertilizers, calcium ammonium nitrate. When you see calcium ammonium nitrate, the highest the rate, the highest the yield, almost in both the sites, as well as on the combined sites. Again, here ammonium nitrate, 200 pounds was better on the eastern, whereas 150 pounds was better on 325. The reason is, as you apply more nitrogen, the sulfur deficiency goes more and more and affect the yield. Conclusions: active optical sensor were able to predict the yield early in the season. There was clear evidence of different fertilizer treatment responses when the places are combined as well as on individual. Nitrogen response was different on both the sites. And the skin color, the potato skin color was better when applied a calcium ammonium nitrate. I just got the results today that it was better when we applied calcium compared to ammonium nitrate. But again, we have to think about how much trade we can give in with the skin color, the skin strength, and the yield. So that kind of trade is kind of in the middle, depends on the farmer decision. With that, I'm good for questions. Any questions, please?
One brief question.
Yes.
Your title also indicates boron, but I didn't even think of boron.
Yes. The two rows where I applied the boron, I could not harvest that. So I cannot, give you the results what boron gives. The boron was applied to know how much calcium response being increased, but I could not harvest those two rows, so I can't say anything about boron. I'm sorry about that.
Let's give him a hand. Thank you.